Oh, you took over from Mickey Sterling and you went from where to where?
Handed over to Mickey Sterling.
Oh, you handed over to him, yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
you handed over to him, yeah. And then you went to Niobe for an AIO course, which I guess is Action Information Operations.
Yes. I don't ever remember taking that course.
Yeah, well, you were there from November to February. You must remember something.
I should have done that.
You sure? You're sure that Freddie wasn't in the same place, and you were just taking her out instead of doing your homework?
I don't think so.
When did you meet Freddie?
Newfoundland.
Did you?
Yeah, she was in the Air Force.
What year was that?
When I was in.
Must have been when you were in Ottawa, I guess.
Would it have been Ottawa?
Or Rimouski?
Not Rimouski. I don't think so.
Then Annapolis.
Well, it could have been Rimouski.
Anyway, you met her around 41.
Yes. Right.
And when did you marry then?
To get 45. 30?
And 40 at the end of the war?
45, yes. Yeah.
And she was in the Air Force?
She was in the Air Force.
Doing what?
She was in Newfoundland on the... She was spotting aircraft, you know, or had a staff, you know, reporting in to her from various parts of Newfoundland. Spotting aircraft, spotting any enemy activity.
Well, are you connected with radar, you mean?
Pardon? She would have been connected with radar.
With radar?
Must have been, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I should ask her.
Yes, ask her. Get the truth.
So anyway, the Section Information, AIO course,
yeah.
Then you went to Stadacona in February, and then down to Summers Isles in March of 1945.
Right.
Now the war has ended.
I was in...
Now the war has nearly ended.
I was in Bermuda for VE Day.
Let's go back. Where were you on the day of the Normandy landings? In June 44.
Can you tell from this? I don't know.
You can't. You, June 44, you were on your AIO course. Freddie, I think you were spending more time in, in the Barley Mow and, similar establishments. Anyway, you're in Summers Isles in March 45 as senior training officer.
Yeah, I took over from Ken Dyer.
What sort of a... now, Ken Adams started Summers Isles.
Did he?
Yes, he did. And Kenny Dyer took over from him.
Yes.
What sort of a working up...
Well, Chummy Prentice was there.
Was Chummy there too?
Yes. I thought he started. Not so.
Well, I think Ken Adams told me he did, but...
I don't know.
I know that... It's on the record.
Chummy Prentice was there when I was there.
What I'm leading... up to is you have Chummy Prentice, Ken Adams, and Kenny Dyer.
Mm-hmm.
Did they hand over a fairly good working up base to you?
Yes, Ken Dyer had a good organization. Good organization.
Because you've never in any of your ships had let's go back. What working up did you get in Rimouski before you took her to sea?
Nothing. Other than walking up the bloody gangplank to get on board and find out where the bridge was.
And what, to go back one ship, what workups did Ottawa get when you, HMCS Ottawa get when you joined her?
Where did I join her? Where did I join her?
You joined her in October 39.
In West Coast here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no workups at all.
No workups in Rimouski. What workups did you get in Annapolis?
None. Instead of taking her out. Taking her up to sea and getting rid of the ice.
Yeah. This is all significant stuff now for Dr. Douglas, you know.
Yeah. No,
because we've been criticized for not being very expert, and with some justice, we didn't really get our work... I've had people say that the workups at Halifax weren't much.
We didn't do any workups there.
Or some down in St. Margaret's Bay.
Yes, we didn't go there.
No.
We had good workups for us, was that from Bermuda.
Yeah.
Took the ships out and we gave them the full tilt.
You gave them a good workup. Yeah. How long were they there for their workups and when you were?
Maybe a week or 10 days.
A week or 10 days.
Yes.
But you see, you see that what I'm getting at, Gus. Yeah. This is 1945.
That's right. Yeah. That's my memories.
I know, but it's damn near the end of the war before.
Oh, 45. Yes. Yeah.
Before ships were getting.
Yeah. True. Yes. Broke both my eardrums in Bermuda.
Gunfire.
You went too close to the wrong end of the bloody gun.
Yeah.
Or some nitwit pulling the trigger.
Pulling the trigger when he shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Which brings us to VE Day.
Yes.
And you were where?
I was in Bermuda.
Lovely.
In Bermuda. Went down to the local pub and the drinks were on the pub.
That's the first time in Bermuda they've done that, I'm sure.
I think it was probably.
Did your sailors, Canadian sailors, did they like working in Bermuda?
Oh, yes, it was a good. It was
because it had been very anti-sailor before the war.
And they liked working there, sure. It was fine. It was good swimming and good fishing. And the pubs was
Yeah, but you talk to some of the sailors, they weren't allowed on the white, quote, white beaches.
Really?
And they weren't allowed in the hotels.
Really? I never had any reaction like that.
I know, but you see, you were an officer and a sub-lieutenant.
Right. Yeah, that's right. No, this time I was a...
Yeah, but I mean, when you went there first to Bermuda...
Oh, no, this is the first time I've been to Bermuda.
Oh, was it? I thought you might have been there in the winter cruise.
Never.
Winter cruises, no.
No. Jamaica.
Yeah.
Ashore.
How were the troops treated in Jamaica, do you remember?
As far as I remember, all right, very well.
Yeah. So, VE Day, you were in Bermuda. How many ships would be in there at a time?
Eight or ten.
Corvettes and destroyers and frigates?
Yes. Looking to think of it now. But we'd send them a message in the middle of the night, you know, we're going to do an inspection of something or something, and we'd have a crew all lined up, we'd vote, and wherever they were lying, and put them through their paces. A lot of surprise inspections.
Yes. Well, I've heard
they reacted well.
I've heard people speak well of the Bermuda workups.
They really were very good, very thorough.
Except Skinny Hayes, who went there and...
didn't like it?
Well, he liked it all right, but Kenny Dyer was running it, I think, and he was very busy, and Skinny had command for a long time, and so Kenny Dyer said to him, well, I'm going to let you work yourself up, I'm busy, and Skinny Hayes had to do his own workups,
really,
but he passed himself and got out of there. You left Bermuda, I guess, sometime towards the end of 45, as we closed it. You were the one that closed the Summers Isles down?
I virtually closed it down. Yeah. Before I forget, when I was in Saint Laurent, we were in Newfoundland.
Yes.
And I was given orders by the Admiral to go head north and look for some flyers who were down on the nice floe, up the top end of a nice floe.
Some flyers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Our own.
Yeah.
And we headed right in the base of a huge northern ice floe. And we floundered around in that for, 3 days.
Were you stuck?
All I did was go from one little outlet to another, thinking that as long as I was heading east or out of it, I was all right. I'll never forget that.
So you'd take whatever lead you could see.
Whatever lead you could see, it had some. And we'd just go down to no speed ahead at all and climb up on top of the ice and let it break through.
Let the weight of the ship break the ice.
Break the ice. And then it'd come up crunching underneath.
Because I know our icebreaker to that Labrador, Tommy Pullen, used to drive her onto the ice floe in a fury. break it down, but I didn't know one of our destroyers could do it.
Well, we did.
We just nuzzled up.
Just nuzzled up and virtually stopped and just slowly crept up onto it and down we went.
That's very good.
And suffered that for about 3 days. Finally, fortunately, a storm came up and cleared the ice away a lot.
Yeah.
And I eventually got out, well, rather fairly quickly once the ice cleared, and headed back to Newfoundland to be told that Newfoundland was closed with ice. Iceberg in the entrance. So we had to go around to around the point to the
Argentia.
Yeah. Around there. And we got onto a went into a dock at the height of a storm, right into the dock, and I'll never forget we sat in this bloody dock, and what we could hear more than anything was the dock rising and falling below us, you know, with the ride fall of the water from the wind. And we eventually got off. I thought we were going to break up, but we didn't. We eventually got off, back to the other time, and...
Was this a floating dry dock?
A floating dry dock.
Yeah.
And anchored out anywhere I could.
Yeah.
Just out some water. Yeah. Anchored there. And this, then we had to stay further on to get more repaired for that damage.
You damaged yourself when you were nuzzling
ice.
Through the ice?
Yeah. Came back, virtually two screws that looked like two pieces of popcorn.
Yeah.
We just sort of barely made way. They were thumping and crunching.
Yeah. Did you lose? You had your ASDIC dome up, I guess.
Oh, yes. Must have had it. Yeah. I had to have it.
Yeah.
All the way through. But that was a hair-raising trip. Getting out of that ice flow, getting down, then we told we could get into St. John's. Had to go all the way around to Argentina.
Well, you spent the whole war at sea, Gus.
Yeah, the whole...
Apart from that little time in the tactical school.
Yes. And my course at the AIO.
And your AIO course.
Yeah. Yes. How was my course in this? All the things we...
As we were just reminiscing, you in Ottawa.
I was in Saint-Laurent.
You in Saint-Laurent, yeah. And HMCS Ottawa.
Yes.
Sank a submarine, the Bay of Biscay. You were based in Plymouth, I think, and you went south.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, went south. And we fired on them. As far as I know, we hit them.
Depth charges?
No, 4-inch.
She was on the surface.
We could see her. She was surfacing, yes, and getting away. Sufficiently.
Had you dropped depth charges?
No, we weren't close enough for that.
But and she surfaced?
She surfaced, yeah. She was...
Why?
Well, she was getting away, getting the hell out of the country.
Oh, she...
She was escaping to South America, we discovered later.
Did you?
Yeah.
What year now?
Well, this was in 45, this was the end of the war.
End of the war, huh?
At the very end of the war. In fact, they were certain that they were winning. Even in that.
They were certain what?
That they were winning.
Well, then why would they escape to South America?
Well, I guess their news was bad because they were getting out of the country from L'Orient.
Yeah.
And another occasion when we were down there.
Oh, I see. You said they were not winning.
They weren't winning.
Oh, I thought you said they were winning. Yeah. Go back and straighten that out, L'Orient. It's my mistake. They were not winning, and they were getting out to South America.
Yes.
So she surfaced. Didn't she know you were in the vicinity?
Well,
she must have.
Well, I don't know, but apparently, it was better to get on the surface and get going than sitting down below.
Well, she couldn't outrun a destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
A submarine could not outrun a destroyer.
No, but this is what she in fact did, because we saw her. We could get the guns crew lined up on her.
How far ahead of you was she when she surfaced?
She might have been a mile or so. Mile and a half, 2 miles.
And you opened fire with your
4.7s,
I guess.
Yes. And there was an aircraft hunting at the same time. She was dropping charges of some sort. Now, whether she sunk or not, I don't know. But we could well have been responsible for
things. As the gunnery officer, I have to ask, did you get hits?
You mean in the...
On the submarine?
Well, we think so. We don't know. We do. I don't know.
Well, the gunnery officer, I can also say the object is not to get hits, but to straddle.
No, I don't know whether we got strapped or not.
How many rounds did you get away?
Oh, 4 or 5.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, sure, we got enough after.
And Ottawa got some away?
And she wasn't out with us.
Oh.
She wasn't with us.
I thought she was.
She was doing something else, hunting submarines or something.
Yeah.
But she wasn't with me at that time.
Oh, I thought she was with you at that time.
She was at sea. She was at sea as a senior officer. She was at sea.
Was she within visual?
Didn't see her. No, she wasn't. She wasn't right there.
Well, so you got the sole credit for that submarine?
I don't know if we got any credit or not, but we did what we could.
Anyway, she was getting away to South America, and she sank.
And well, she must have. Yes, she sank because they.
And there were survivors in the water.
Survivors in the water. Yes. We didn't pick them up stern first either. We picked them up in a humane way.
You didn't pick them up stern first. You picked them up in a humane way. Yeah.
Some did. They just backed into them, let them.
Backed into them and caught them in the screws.
Yeah. But we didn't. And we took their boots
while
off.
While we're on that, Jimmy Hibbard implied that, you know, that he backed into.
Did he? Well done. Yeah. I don't know. I've heard of it happening.
He said to me, he said, I'm not very proud of it now, but he said, oh, well, what do you call the blocks that the propellers run on? The
A-frame?
The A-frame,
yeah.
He said, they always use a little grease on the A-frames. And he was horrified that he had said that, you know.
Yeah,
he's horrified now.
Yes, I'm sure.
That's what he said to me.
Yeah,
but you picked them up the humane way, nose first.
We picked them up nose first. We had scramble nets. And I guess they got to us, they must have got to us by their own floats or something, because I know we went alongside them, the survivors. And they came up.
And you asked them their U-boat number?
Yeah, and they wouldn't tell us.
So?
So we said, well, we won't pick you up then, but we did.
They still didn't tell you?
As far as that, no, they didn't tell me. I know that. Or I'd have had it recorded.
Yeah. And the captain still had his revolver.
Still had his revolver. I'll show it to you.
Show it to me after. We'll just keep talking.
Yes, all right. So I went into. Had to go back to harbor to be repaired.
Yeah.
To the repair yard in Plymouth. And within 30 minutes, well, less than 10 minutes after we got in there, we had a fire in the boiler room, which we blame on the survivors.
Is that where they were kept?
They were kept down there. A lot of them were kept down there. The boots were in there.
Oh, yeah, you took their boots off.
Took their boots off so they couldn't kick their guards, you know. Kicking the balls with a blunt toe is not as bad as one with a hard toe.
Were they stroppy?
Not noticeably, no. They didn't give any evidence of being. Well, they might have been to their guards. But see, bled us pretty dry for guards, too, you know.
Say that again?
Bled us pretty dry for guards.
Yes.
You know,
I say, yeah.
You got, how many sailors do we have? 30 or 40?
German
survivors. Yeah.
All Kriegsmarine, all U-boats.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Well, you were the only ship from Horizon to Horizon. You must have got credit for her.
I don't know if we did not, but...
I've missed your DSC along the way. Where did you get that?
Where and when? No. I don't know. I must have a record of it somewhere. But,
what ship were you in?
I think Sanrol.
Yeah, you got it in Sanrol.
Yeah, Sanrol. I got 2 MIDs, too.
Well, you must have been in more... if you got a DSC and 2 MIDs, you must have been in more actions than you told me about. What about this glider, this Chase Me Charlie that went after you? That was in the Bay of Biscay.
That was in the Bay of Biscay, yes.
Was it the same trip?
It was the same trip. Same trip as the submarine one. Same trip as when we had to go back to harbor to be repaired because of the bloody Chase Me Charlie one,
yeah.
Effect.
So...
And then just before that, in fact, we were told to go into a certain harbor right there to look for E-boats. So we got in long way in, and not so far we couldn't get out again. And they opened up fire from the shore, big bricks. And they opened fire on us, And I did a blue turn faster than anybody had done one before. We got the hell out. There was three or four of us there, and we all turned and killed it.
Other Canadian destroyers?
Yes. Yeah.
You were a Canadian group?
Yeah, we're a Canadian group.
Who was the group commander?
Hmm?
Who was the escort group commander?
Jimmy Prentice was, but he wasn't there at the time.
No.
So I was leading the men.
You were leading the men.
And I didn't lead them on, I followed them on, because I did the blue 1-8. And
you should come in last, you know, then you can get out first.
That's what I should have done, but I was leading them in. As they said, that's where they were. E-boats.
So you got out, and but then...
This was before I was born.
Yeah. Tell me about the Chase Me Charlie. A German plane released a glider bomb, which must have been in sight of you.
Oh, it was very much. We could see the bloody thing coming down. That's why I went hard at port and hard at starboard, full of stern and everything all at once.
Yeah.
And avoided the thing. The only way we did was just to get the hell out. We opened fire on it, but of course. They're pretty hard to hit something moving into that.
And it landed close to you?
Landed, oh yes, great, bloody great splash.
How far away? Those buildings over there?
Oh yes, it's close to that, landed to us, close to that.
So that's 100 yards?
100 yards. Hmm.
And you got splinters inboard?
I guess a straight concussion broke the glass screen.
And on the bridge?
On the bridge.
That thick glass?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. And the past the gyro, it knocked it off its base.
The gyro tumbled, yeah?
Yeah, it tumbled. Unfortunately, we didn't lose any provisions, you know. Loss of sea.
Yeah.
Didn't lose anything like that. Too bad.
You could have written everything off, you know.
Could have written everything off. We weren't smart those days.
In Sioux, we were hit by 120 millimeter. Yeah. Once, off the Norwegian coast.
Yeah.
And everything that had been lost in the whole commission was in that compartment.
In that compartment at that time. Yeah, I didn't.
Well, we had the tape off for a while, and we were talking about where you got your DSC and your two mentioned in dispatches, and you must be the most modest man I've ever met. You don't remember.
Don't remember. It must be written down somewhere.
But Dr. Douglas can find out.
Can he?
Sure, you were because...
Pardon?
You were gazetted, and it'll be in the Gazette.
Okay.
And can I send your night order books on to...
Sure.
On to Dr.
They're no good to me. I can't get anything out of them. You have a look and see if there's anything...
Well, I've had a brief look, and I'm sure he would like to have them there.
Sure. They're no good to my family. My boys aren't going to look at them. Night order books mean...
Well, you leave your sword to your son, and
yeah.
Who are you going to leave the German captain's revolver to?
I don't know. Unfortunately, I had to take it into the police once, and I think they filed off the pin. Mm. I might take it back and get filed over again. Mm. I'll show it to you.
I'll just finish this tape, and then we'll have a look at your memoirs. You were one of the few... because there were only a few pre-war RCNVRs. That was really the backbone of the RCN in the early days, because we went from 1,800 up to 100,000 pretty quickly, and you were the only RCNVRs that knew anything.
Yeah, that's right.
You had 4 or 5 summers training.
Yeah.
And so, although there's a scarcity of U-boats in your war, I guess that's a good thing from your point of view. It might be a bit disappointing to Dr. Douglas, but on his behalf, I thank you for giving us...
Unfortunately, I have no scales to show.
Just
fish scale.
No what?
No fish scales to
show. No fish scales. I don't get it.
Well, no, nothing from the underwater. Like
oh, I see, yeah. But on behalf of Dr. Douglas, thanks for giving us this. It'll be... See, we're getting up. You're the 71st interview I've done.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and there are little bits in each one, and when you put the whole mosaic together with official reports, Dr. Douglas will have a more clear idea of.
Will he have access to the month preceding reports?
I heard that some of them were. He's got access to anything that exists,
yes.
And I suppose those too. So he's now started writing the Canadian Naval Operations 1939 to 1945, mm-hmm. and bits of information such as you've given us will help him as background in writing the official yeah. history of the RCN and the war years. So,
yeah.
I thank you, and I'll come back some other time, and we'll do your peacetime years.
Yes, all right, fine.
Good.
Fine, well, I'll be pleased to.
Thank you, Fred.
I'll try not to forget this time.
Oh!
Well, I won't. Yes, I know that.
No, well, you didn't forget very much, and what you did forget can be looked up by...
I mean, forgetting yesterday's.
Oh, that's nothing. Thanks, Gus.